Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Saga Jakubchek, today joined by Charles Hundley, a graphic design intern here at the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight his own unique experiences crafting visuals for us here within the State Department. Great to have you on our podcast, Charles.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, as a graphic design intern, could you maybe first go into a little bit of depth about what it is that you do here at the DME, responsibilities, that kind of thing?
So, on a daily basis, what we strive to do is create experiences that are geared towards veterans and towards their contributions to our country and their service and their everyday life that they've had. I try to craft my work in that vein, making sure to include photographs and imagery and any type of mood that I can get into the work that includes their family life, their actual life now, or what they looked like before their passing.
I see. And when you say geared towards veterans, do you mean tailored to the specific veteran, or is this something that maybe you're looking at veterans in general as like an audience?
I look to it as, because I am a veteran, I look to it as like just paying some amount of homage, if not honor, to brothers and sisters in arms who have served this country with honor and distinction. And I feel it as a sacred duty to make sure that they are captured in a light that shows all the positives and all the great things that they've done and contributed to our country.
Absolutely. So what are some of the softwares and tools that you use in order to achieve this goal, and how do they play into the bigger picture?
So mainly we work in Photoshop, and I've also used InDesign as well as Illustrator so that I can create certain, like I said, moves and media that actually helps to exemplify the imagery that I'm going for. I usually almost always go into Photoshop because that's usually where we work. We get photographs and we are templates to create the mood or the essence of what it is that we're trying to capture.
Now, in your email to me before this interview took place, I think you mentioned that you didn't necessarily have any real favorites when it comes to the projects that you work on because they're all so unique and they're all so interesting. But do you happen to have any examples of a project that you worked on and what it felt like, what it looked like to work on it?
I really have started to enjoy working on some of the A250s, which is the Armed Services 250 years of history. And it's very interesting, some of the stories that are being portrayed. I've actually been able to do a little research myself into some of the veterans who have served and what they've done for the country. It's a great way to get into history a little bit. I'm a history buff, and the fact that there's so much rich history in those areas that you can go onto those stories and find out so much that you may not have known. People who were there with George Washington, who were there during specifically large battles, and what their contributions were, what their viewpoint at these big pivotal moments in history were. It's really great. Just delving into things that I had not known about before. And ever since I was a child, I've always been a very, a researcher or somebody who just actually is interested in constantly learning, always on doing ongoing learning. And that's a great thing.
It is. And there is a definite historical aspect to, you know, any job within government. Do you tend to think that your, I guess you could say, past as a history buff played into your decision to intern with the DME? Or was it you being a veteran?
I don't know, because I was sought out. And once I got into the program, I started to really get hooked into, like I said, all of the different aspects, all of the things that the VA is doing to, like I said, give homage to these men and women, these brave men and women who have served their country with distinction and have done so many things, have sacrificed so much. And once those stories started coming in front of me and I'm seeing these people and what they've done and the different places they've been, all of the contributions and all the sacrifice, it's a very interesting and very poignant thing to be doing, to sit down and actually put together something that gives honor to these folks. And while I'm doing it, it also gives me a little bit of joy to learn these different things, to learn the different historical acts and like I said, campaigns and different places and things that they were feeling at the time, possibly, and what they looked like and what they were doing at the time. And it's almost like running around the world, seeing all the different places and things that have been done and captured over time.
You know, I really couldn't have said it any better. That basically hits the nail right on the head. In fact, I had a question for you about how your work fits into the greater picture of the DME. And I think you just kind of knocked that one out of the park there. You know, you get to see the world from so many different perspectives and heroic perspectives, ultimately. Another interesting thing that I caught was that you might be the only intern I've spoken to thus far who is actually sought out by the State Department as opposed to seeking out the State Department themselves. How did this happen? Did someone at the DME spot your work online?
So I do have my work online. I have my portfolio online. And they did, I guess, do that. They sought me out because they saw what I'm capable of. And I am a recent graduate. I graduated in April. And so when they saw, I guess, that portfolio of work, they came and they emailed me and called me, and you know, pretty much I didn't really pay too much attention to it at first. I didn't really know at first what this was about. What's a DME? What is this? And so I was in the middle of some things and I saw it again, and I thought, well, let me just take a look and read through this and find out what it's about. And then when I saw that it was an internship with the VA, I jumped on it because I thought it would be not only just for good experience, but also the opportunity to get involved in something that would be able to give back to my brothers and sisters in arms. And that was something that I really was interested in.
Absolutely, it's an opportunity to help. And I think it's very fair that you weren't quite sure at first, because I think a lot of people saw this opportunity and were like, is that real? Like, it sounds so interesting and so inaccessible, I guess. That was my take on it. I was like, the government, it doesn't sound legit. Like, is this a scam?
Well, but I don't mean to stop you, but I've been a government employee. I was in the government for 9 years before I went and started contracting for the federal government. And I've been pretty much attached to the federal government ever since I've been working. I've been working since I was 14. When I turned 19, I started working at the Public Health Service. And I've been working in one way or another, having been serving in the military as well as now doing this internship for the government since, I believe, 1990. So I believe in the mission of the government and what they are trying to accomplish. It's a huge task and it takes a lot of people and it takes a lot of teamwork and a lot of effort. And anytime I can jump in on something to help out and to better our country and our country's goals and all of the different things that the country is trying to accomplish, I would really like to serve in that capacity, if at all. Even if I'm not getting paid, I love what I do so much that I would rather just be doing this for the VA than anywhere else. It's a really great opportunity.
Absolutely. And I find that a lot of our interns have, you know, very impressive histories of service. Even in my own family, we have veterans and I have a parent who works for the government. Ultimately, what I just meant was I saw this opportunity and I was like, it sounds too good and too important to actually be true. But you mentioned career-wise, this isn't necessarily something that you're doing for your career or just for your career. It's something you're doing as a way of benefiting others. But that said, how do you find this internship fitting into your plans, your vocational plans, I guess I could say?
So I know for a fact that we do things online. We make connections on Mondays and Fridays. We go over resumes and we talk about our careers in our chats. And we talk about how we can do a better job of getting prepared for interviews and for different job vocations and so forth. It's actually a good plan that they put in those 2 days where we talk about those things and we actually have an opportunity to think about it. Because as you do this work, it's all consuming because there's a lot of work that needs to be done and there's a lot of details that need to be taken care of. And so while you're working, you don't think about your career. You don't think about what's next, not on a regular basis. So that they have put a, you know, that Dom and the group have put in a program day where we actually spend some time talking about those things so that you can actually plan and make moves. So my plan specifically from this point forward is to continue to work in the federal government. I want to continue to work in the federal government and gain employment with one of the agencies so that I can continue to contribute and give back. And I'm focused on that right now, applying and trying to interview for different positions within the federal government so that I can continue that career path. And I'm focused on continuing my graphic design career and contributing in that way, because again, I am passionate about it. I've always been passionate about design, and that's something that I want to contribute with within the federal government scope.
Completely. Now, this last question, as we kind of approach the end of session, this one is sort of for our listeners. Where do you think listeners can go to find your work on these different veterans if they want to learn more?
So there is a Twitter feed, there is an Instagram feed, and there's a Facebook feed. They're all connected to the VA. And so they can go onto any of those mediums and see the work that I've been completing and others have completed. And there they can see the different stories, as I mentioned, those historical accounts and all the different things that veterans do and have done.
So social media is kind of a jumping off platform for different people to go and then learn more and gain an interest. And then, like you said, as a history buff, kind of follow through with that interest, I guess, and continue to research on their own.
It's a great journey. I believe that there's a lot of different avenues and a lot of other different places to go. I've been doing research, as I mentioned. There's also the Library of Congress and other places like state.gov and va.gov that you can go through to get to those places. But it's honestly our mission in life to, like I said, pay honor to these folks who've done so much for their country And at the same time, you get, like I said, an opportunity to travel with them and go with them during those times that they've been in service.
100%. And thank you very much for joining me today with the DME Interns Podcast. It's been a pleasure having you on and just hearing your passion for your work.
I appreciate you, and I am honored to have been here. Thank you.
Of course. And now I would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe. And if you could give us a 5-star rating, us here at the DME would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast. Please stay tuned for next week's interview. I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns Podcast. Stay tuned.